More than 1 million acres of forest in Wyoming and Colorado has been impacted by the beetle kill epidemic. That means lots of dry fuel for forest fires, but it also may have an impact on wildlife. So, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is conducting a study to figure out how beetle kill is affecting elk and elk hunters. Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden spoke with wildlife biologist Tony Mong, who's heading the study. He says the worry is that dead trees could be restricting access to certain parts of the forest.
When the trees die, they eventually fall over. And when they fall over, they become very difficult to traverse. And so what we want to look at is, are hunters able to access areas where elk are accessing, as well as look at how elk are using the forest and if that changes because of this beetle downfall.
So how are you carrying out this study? I mean, if we're just starting this now, obviously beetle kill is in full swing already. So did you have sort of a baseline study that you're now comparing things to?
So with beetle kill, the way it progresses is that once initially the tree is infected with these beetles, usually takes 7 to 10 years before the trees actually begin to fall. We're right at that kind of cusp of things starting to change. So I think that we'll be able to get some baseline information as well as continue it through the progression of this beetle downfall and see how those things change and if they change.
And then you're doing this with GPS monitoring.
That's correct. So we're using GPS technology for both the elk, and we're going to be using that for the hunters. Back in February of 2012, this year, we collared 26 cow elk on the winter range of the elk that use the Sierra Madre forest, and we've been following them ever since. And so we're going to follow this up with actually asking for help from the public, from hunters, to carry GPS units with them during their hunts in the Sierra Madre forest.
And so then you'll be able to see where the elk go and where the hunters go.
Exactly. And so what we'll be able to ultimately get is that interaction, one of where the elk are, where the hunters are. Are the hunters able to get to the elk? And then if there are spots where hunters aren't accessing, is that caused from beetle downfall?
How do you figure it out, whether a hunter is not going to an area because of beetle kill or because of something else?
So we get to, in my job, play with a lot of fancy software, and one of those is called a geographic information system. And so what we're able to do is take these areas from aerial photos and look at where the beetle kill is. We put that onto a map, and then we also map the movements of these hunters and also the elk. And then we can begin to see spatially if there's any correlation to where these hunters aren't using or where the elk are not going. So,
what do you expect to find here?
That's a tough question to answer. There are so many different hypotheses that we have on what could be occurring out there. Talking with hunters last year and over the last couple years, it seems like they are running into areas that are really difficult for them to access. And so I would expect to see that some of the areas of the forest are going to become unusable. And that's a concern for game and fish, and it should be for, I think, most of the public, because this is the way that we manage populations is through hunter harvest. And if the hunters are not able to access the forest and harvest the animals that are needed, we're going to get an overpopulation of elk. If we have an overpopulation of elk, then we need to start worrying about disease issues and also food issues on the ground for other species, other cattle, and other wildlife as well.
So what can be done about this? I mean, let's say you find that, yes, there are certain areas where hunters aren't able to access the elk, and then they're harvesting fewer elk. What can you do about that?
What we hope to do is work really close with the Forest Service as they start to implement management plans. And so if we can designate some areas where it's really difficult to get into, maybe we can start to harvest some of the trees out of there. Maybe we can start to clear some of those trees out of there and really look at using this as a management tool for the forest as well as for the game and fish.
And of course, you touched on this already a bit, but just to kind of recap, why is it so important to know how beetle kill is affecting hunters and elk?
So, yeah, I did touch on how, as far as managing the herd and specifically how hunters access the forest. But in addition to that, if we think about an animal that finds it difficult to get through an area, they're going to start to reroute those traditional migration routes and how they use the forest. If that occurs, we could start to see less use on the forest, more use off the forest. And generally off the forest, we've got a bit more private ground, a little bit more grazing going on there. And so those concerns of if there's enough food on the ground becomes even more prominent in those situations.
And so in that scenario, you might see elk competing with livestock more.
You could. That there is that potential. If the forest becomes impassable for them, they may stay on the edge a little bit more. And so we really need to kind of understand how they're going to change their use.
So if hunters would like to get involved with this study, what should they do?
They should go hunting just as normal. We will be contacting folks out in the field. One thing we don't want to happen is hunters to plan a hunting trip that is different than their normal hunting trip. A lot of people would probably take this as a competition maybe and say, how far can I walk in a day? So we're going to be contacting people in the field at their hunting camps and also as they come out to hunt and ask them to carry these GPS units.
All right. Well, Tony Mong with the Game and Fish Department, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.